Hi, I'm Christopher, a.k.a. The Night Owl, and you're listening to the only Neverwinter Nights podcast.
This is so exciting. Wow, where to begin?
It's the Neverwinter Nights podcast.
The Neverwinter Nights podcast.
The only podcast for the Neverwinter Nights game series, bringing you news, interviews, reviews, and more for the community by the community. You can find us online at neverwinternightspodcast.com. And now, on to the show.
Hello, everybody. I am Skunk Keen, a.k.a. Sodomy Jack.
And I'm David, a.k.a. Vivictus X. And you're listening to the only Neverwinter Nights podcast.
The only Neverwinter Nights podcast dedicated to the Neverwinter Nights RPG role-playing games. Geez, we finally get to do a show together, all alone, me and you.
Yep.
I get to brave the world of Neverwinter Nights as a man.
I am already a man.
Oh, but we need to get you like a, you know, a good saucy wench and blaze a lot of smoke and get your tattoo.
Oh, I do have a girlfriend already.
Yeah, but look, what she don't know won't hurt her. And maybe talk her into joining you with what's out there. Just once you need a smelly woman so big that a tribe of cannibals would worship her as a god.
I don't think I would be interested in that.
Here's one. Here. Go up to her. Go up to her. Go.
Ugh, how dare you touch me?
Come on, lady, he's just trying to be friendly with you. Well, we try that now. Now we can get a tattoo. All of us have one, you know, see? Look at mine.
No, dear God, no. Pull your pants up.
Hey, I even got one on the front, too. See this heart? See,
it's a just heart. Stop.
See, it's a heart for the love I never gave a yo-ho about. You get it?
Don't we have some news to discuss?
Yeah, but here. While we're chilling with the news, you can go ahead and smoke some of this. It's this wicked-looking coconut bong, eh? Yeah, folks, I was chatting with Barry from CEP, and he was telling me...
What is this?
That's banana peels. Good, huh? Go ahead and smoke it. It'll put some hair on your chest.
I am not smoking banana peels.
Give it to me, then, and you go ahead and do the news.
Okay. A lot of news this week thanks to GQ Tracker. Phil Harrison, CEO, steps down from Atari, and Atari reports $319 million in losses, a side of gaming business that continues to baffle the masses. The article is at GameSpot, and talks of same old restructuring. Time for someone from our Neverwinter Nights community to fill out an app and do better.
Yeah. Think we should put an app in?
You can. I'm not.
Why not? Be CEO of a company?
I'm not working for Infograms.
All right. I will. There's a new NWN2 fan site called nwn2db.com. It is still in beta, and you can preview it now at nwn2db.com. And what it is, it's a character builder website where you could build your character on the page, and it's a lot like the actual character builder from in-game. And it stores your feats and skills. If you go check it out right now, you'll be amazed at how much they have accomplished in beta already. It's a really quite a wicked-looking site. But you'll find that link in our show notes at with nwn2db.com.
I'll have to check that out.
Yeah.
Looks like GQ found a blog where a parent whose handle is Laughing Stars is using Neverwinter Nights as part of their family education and creativity for their youngsters. Do we have a link for this that we can put in the show notes?
Yes, we do. It's in the news section. I believe GQ or Eat the Cert submitted it. And It's very common that a lot of families are getting involved with their children and doing a little educational stuff with Neverwinter Nights. I know our own David Crowell, Eat to Serve, he made Jack and the Beanstalk, which is like a family-oriented game. And then there's another one, Asher Khan talks about it with his girl, that something like A Flight with a Dragon or something. I forgot the name of it exactly.
Yeah, I don't remember the name either. Something Dragon something, I think, something. I would recognize it if I heard it.
Mm-hmm. There's a GQ also wanted to point out a new Wicked script by Uncle FB called The Barmaid Script. Looks like an easy tavern set up with waypoints for the tavern stuff. There's like a waypoint for the barmaid and the waitress and such, and you just make put your NPCs there, and I guess they go.
That sounds like it'll save a lot of work.
Mm-hmm.
And the Neverwinter Nights review team sure has been picking up activity lately. The latest review, The Dark Ruins of Jeral. There's a link we will put in the show notes.
Now, I saw that, and the only con of the game, it said, was to bring your hiking boots. Now, if that's all you, if all you have to do is bring your hiking boots to play an adventure game, that sounds like one heck of an adventure. That's more of a plus, not a negative.
I suppose it would depend on the player, but I would probably be inclined to agree with you.
Yeah. Do you know who we got coming up for an interview right now?
I'm sure you'll tell me.
It's the Night Owl from the
BioWare. From Watchmen?
No, not the Watchmen. The moderator from the BioWare forums.
Ah, that interview. Mm-hmm. I was actually looking forward to listening to that interview. I was going to sit in on it, and I've left only a couple minutes in to try and improve the sound quality for the recording, so hopefully that worked out and that, you know, I'll be able to hear it.
I only got to say hello to him. That was
yeah, cool. I remember that. I was there for that. And then I left like a minute after you did.
And I got to ask him a couple wicked questions, and I'm not sure if they will get into the interview. So I haven't heard the interview yet.
Neither have I. I'm looking forward to it.
We'll hear it now, and we'll see if it made it there. So, ladies and gentlemen, the Night Owl.
He is the admin moderator of the Neverwinter Citadel Project, a very visible moderator on the BioWare boards for NWN1 and NWN2 forums, a regular all over the NWN community. Welcome, the Supreme Commander of the Universe, retired, the one and only, the Night Owl.
Yay!
Hi, guys.
I had to stop myself from laughing.
Christopher, knows, you know where I got that from, right?
Basically, yeah. I think someone, one of my posts, I said something about I wanted to be the Supreme Commander of the Universe.
Please introduce yourself and tell us all about what you do.
Okay, great. I'm Christopher, the Night Owl. I dabble in ideas mostly. Primarily, I like to think that what I've done and do in the community is basically spot and highlight ideas, people, and projects of interest to the Neverwinter Nights community. I'm sort of a big picture guy with a knack for research and an ability to spot trends, talent, and technologies that hopefully many community members will find of interest. I use the Neverwinter Nights and Neverwinter Nights 2 tool sets. I've learned a great deal about how they work from a hands-on perspective. I get a lot out of reading, but I get a lot more out of doing. I also am slowly diving into differing outside tools for custom content. I have 3ds Max, Blender, and Silo. I'm using Photoshop, the GIMP, Paint.net. I'm learning Yat, Terracotta, Watermill, and others to see how able I am to pick them up and use them. And in turn, this gives me a much greater respect for and appreciation of custom content creators in the community. It also allows me to talk about these things to others as a sort of go-between to those who use it and those who are asking for things to be done with it. I'm going to leave it at that. I know it's not very specific, but if we were to do this question down to specifics, we'd have to have serialized interviews.
Hey, Christopher, what is the NW Citadel Project?
The Neverwinter Citadel Project is a fan site, unlike most others. It's not better, it's just different. The Citadel was inspired by an ideal of community involvement, coordination, and cooperation. Yeah, I know it sounds naively goofy. The Citadel is really the crossroad keep of the community. We support all aspects of Neverwinter Nights and Neverwinter Nights 2, persistent worlds, single-player modules, multiplayer DM'd modules, custom models, scripting, you name it. We do our best to provide tips, support, information, links, and assistance regarding it. Also, at the Citadel, act literally as a meeting grounds for people who share interests and aspects of Neverwinter Nights 2. There are many members who have their own specialty sites or who have gone on from here to start their own sites. I like to think that the Citadel acts as a conduit for talent to meet, cooperate, and coordinate activities. Members who have registered have gone on to start some very successful project sites, such as Gaming Parent Studios, Cute Pixie Studios, and others, who were mostly solo to begin with. It kind of speaks for itself in that regard. Oops, I'm losing my book here. many of these folks have gone on to sync up with others who are like-minded souls and created some pretty astounding projects. They're in the works. I'd never personally take credit for their talent and synergy, though I do like to think that such things were gently assisted by the Citadel's presence in the first place.
So if I'm a builder who's been, I don't know, building by myself in the like I have been, how do I, what do you do for me? Like, what would I do to, how can you make me feel comfortable to go there?
How can I make you feel confident? Well, basically.
Confident to come to the project. You know what I mean? It's like instead of just lurking to actually ask for help. As a new builder that may be stuck, you know, has a problem with something, what would I do? What could the Citadel project do for me?
Well, in many ways, we would act in a very similar manner for the Neverwinter Nights 2 official forums. However, over at the Citadel, you've got a lot lower signal-to-noise ratio. In other words, you don't have as many people posting the "my tool set isn't working" question. And you can get right down to the specifics. You can add your screenshots in right into your posts instead of having to do the click here that you do on the Neverwinter Nights 2 forums. If you had a project that you were working on, you could actually open there. We've got we've got a presence of a really wide variety of people who are really good at building in every aspect of it, scripting, placeables, you know, custom content, any one of those areas. And if you had a question about that, you could at least get a good start from right there.
Okay, Christopher, what led you to manage a new Neverwinter Nights forum?
Okay, well, that's it's kind of as I alluded to earlier in the second question. It was based on an impassioned post by Paper Monk pre-Neverwinter Nights 2 release. He came onto the Neverwinter Nights 2 forums and put out a post that talked about how we really needed to get together as a community before Neverwinter Nights 2 came out and get started on coordinating our activities, managing the information that we were going to be coming up so it wouldn't be as chaotic as when Neverwinter Nights first came out, because that was the first-time deal. People just kind of winged it as they went through, and we knew that we were going to have to do things differently if we wanted to hit the ground running. And so Paper Monk posted this response about this time 3 years ago, and I basically just jumped in with both feet and went for it. It resonated with me. So I came to the forums, and basically a little background is in order. I came to the Neverwinter Nights forums in September of 2005 because I had just bought them, and I was trying to start using the tool set, and I had a lot of questions. And the people that were on the forums were so helpful and so able to guide me along that I just really wanted to find a way to pay that back. And when Paper Monk in June of 2006 put out his post on the thing, a new website, I jumped in with both feet. I just started right in. And within a couple of weeks of us starting the website, I was made a moderator. And later on, Paper Monk kind of disappeared. So it was left with Styraxian, who is one of our triumvirate admins, and myself and Kalia from Warcry. We were the moderators, and we didn't have admin power, so we managed to track down Paper Monk. And Styraxian and Kalia became the admins first. I became a super moderator. And then Paper Monk decided to bow out completely, and we realized that a triumvirate was backed with admin power so that we could cover the site pretty much at any time. So I became an admin simply due to a dogged persistence more than anything else. And, you know, that's just kind of how it worked out.
Cool.
Christopher, how long have you been a moderator on the BioWare forums, and how did you end up getting that position?
Oh, okay. Yeah, how long have I been a BioWare boards moderator? Oddly enough, not as long as I have been over at the Citadel. In, I believe it was September or October of 2006, just post-release Neverwinter Nights 2, I was contacted by Rob McGinnis and Chris Priestley and was asked if I'd be willing to be a moderator for Neverwinter Nights 2 official forums.
Wow.
Stupidly, I said yeah.
That was about the time my podcast started.
Yeah, yeah, that's about the time that you were talking about setting up your podcast on the Citadel. You were talking about it then. I remember that.
Mm-hmm. So if you could give us a day in the life, if you will, of being a moderator, what do you have
to
do?
Okay, yeah, sure. Well, I'll just have to tell you, first of all, that these questions are just getting better and better. I like them. I like them a lot. It's nothing really specific. I mean, there's no list of duties or anything that I have to follow to be a moderator, to perform my duties and functions. So some of this is going to sound a little crazy to you. One of the first and last things I do is patrol the forums. And what that is I go online, I hit the Neverwinter Citadel first because that's my primary duty. From there, I jump over to Bouncy Rock and also Robinson Workshop, both of whom I have great interests in, and keep tabs on to see what's going on there. From there, I shoot on over to the Neverwinter Nights 2 official forums, check my private messages, and I kind of patrol the forums. And what I mean by that is I will look through the general discussion forums, the modules forums, and all the other ones that are of specific interest to me are the ones that I'm basically, and this is in quotation marks, assigned to keep. And I look for threads. In other words, if I was through that, it means high probability of people getting into an argument, high possibility of somebody trolling, good possibility of going way off topic, that sort of stuff. So I'll jump into those and I'll look at those first because they're the ones that catch my attention. And then I'll go from those to the what I call the help me posts. Those are the ones that says question about video or I can't get my tool set to work or any one of those where it's asking for help. Even if other people have responded, I want to get in there and look and see that they've gotten an answer to their question. If not, and if I can direct them, then I will do so. I'll send them either to the correct forum. I'll send them to another website. I'll post information from other websites and link it in there so that they can get all the information they need in basically one fell swoop. That's one of the things I really attempt to do to the best of my ability. I basically just to get to run around and look at all the ones that are of interest to me and get to respond and, you know, just like a regular forum member, because that's what I am first, is I'm just a forum member like everybody else, and the moderator duties are just something I get added on to. So, and that's pretty much what it is at the beginning of my day. And then by the end of my day, I kind of go and do the same thing just to make sure I haven't missed anything. And I recognize that, you know, the forums are basically active all the time. And so I split the duties between a morning shot and an evening shot. So that's pretty much it.
What? How much time do you spend on each of those types? Do you find that you spend more of doing one type than the other?
Well, you know, it really depends. There are some days, you know, like Mysteries of Westgate was first announced to be coming out and then was announced to be halted because of the DRM issues and all that. I was pretty busy as a moderator because of very upset, myself included. And so I spent a lot of time telling people, keep it on topic, keep it civil, tone it down, you know, so that we didn't end up having to lock threads. And then also, you know, there are times where I'm just as upset as some of the other people. I'd like to be able to speak my mind. So sometimes it takes longer because while I can type fairly quickly, I tend to do what we call expository writing. In other words, I'm doing it on the fly. And what I'll do is I'll write my post, then I'll read it, and then I'll wait a couple of minutes, then I'll go back and read it again to make sure I'm not really sticking my foot in my mouth or myself violating the rules of conduct or the, you know, the terms of use service agreements. And once I can satisfy myself that I haven't really acted stupidly, then I'll send it. So depending on how busy the boards are or what I've got to say in those boards in response to other people's posting, it can take me 2 or 3 hours to get through one set of boards. But I'm using and patrolling in about an hour and a half.
Excellent.
Cool. So how are you thanked for that?
That was a tactful way to ask that, David.
I think the way that I'm thanked for that is add thank and then put less in there. It's a thankless job. Although to their credit, I've actually had people private message me after admonishing them and actually thank me for getting them back on topic or being so nice about it. So I think in a lot of ways the reward is that I've built up what I feel to be a fair amount of street cred for being fair and even-handed. And a moderator who's more of a people's moderator than an Obsidian or a BioWare moderator.
Okay, are there some topics that are that always seem to come up in the BioWare forums and cycle through on a periodic basis?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. There's a fair number of them, in fact. Let's see. Probably about 3 to 5 times a year we get the alignment debate, almost all of which are very lively and most of which end up having to be locked due to those earlier personality clashes I was talking about. Another one that comes up a lot is, how long will Neverwinter Nights 2 last? Or for variety, when will Neverwinter Nights 3 come out? Of course, we get plenty of D&D 3.5 versus 4 debates. AD&D is great and the rest blows, or it's polar opposite. 4.0 rules and everything else sucks. let's see, also on the list of recurring themes are why is the game... One of the other ones is power gaming, you know, the min-max munchkin debate versus really role-playing, you know, I'm acting. And okay. And last but not least, we see at least 3 to 4 of the Ataris doing this sort of threads, which almost always turn into an Atari slam dance fest and almost always get locked. So there are a lot of others, but those are the ones that I consider the cyclical topics of the forums. Most others are just different people asking the same or similar questions on their boards.
When you lock down a thread, do you make a noise like dun?
No, I don't.
With all the power,
you know, it's marginal at best. You know the sound that the clanking door of a prison cell makes, you know, like I think it's in Cops or whatever it is. I like that sound in my head when I lock down a thread. I hear that big gate going, cha-clung, and that's it. You know, it's done.
Done by the Dun Nut Owl.
Yeah, or I go, dun, 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 dun.
Oh, that's great.
So, Christopher, back to the BioWare forums. What is the most crazy ordeal you've ever had to sort out as a mod?
Well, I think the craziest thing I had to deal with was I had, I guess what I would consider a PM fan. And for some strange reason, even though I post often enough that I have never even finished the original campaign, I haven't even played Mask of the Betrayer, and I haven't even cracked open SOZ. I use it just for the assets. I had one guy PM me over and over and over again, probably something on the order of about 30 PMs in about 5 days. On what do I do when I get here? What do I do when I get there? How do I get this? How do I get that? And each time I send him a message saying, I haven't gotten that far in the game. Please go over to this forum here and read through there and register your CD key and post over there. And for like 4 days, and by the end of the ordeal, I finally said, look, I don't know how I can be any more clear. I don't know what you're asking me. Go here. And I provided links. And it was just fair. It was more like a forum fan who just couldn't get the idea that I haven't played that. Just because my name's up there as moderator doesn't mean I know everything there is to know about the game. And when they finally got going, you know, is I think they finally realized, and I realized also, that they realized I hadn't played the game. I finally got the message across. I realized that this person didn't have English as their first language. So it was like pretty much a language barrier that caused the whole thing. So it was pretty crazy.
He didn't like hamsters, did he?
Oh, my God.
And let's...
You sure his name wasn't Asher?
Was
he didn't like hamsters, did he?
Oh, no. Next question.
Are you sure his name wasn't Ashercon, though? Because he's still struggling.
Hey.
And actually, I'm another one that owns everything, but actually I don't play, I build, so use the same resources.
I'm just now finishing Mask of the Betrayers, what they're talking about.
Yeah, but you're way farther than I am, so.
Yeah, that's me.
Have you ever locked down a forum and regretted it later on the BioWare forums? I think that's a skunk question.
Well, this is going to be my shortest response. No.
I'm pretty... There are no regrets from the night.
Nice.
I've had no regrets. I'm pretty lenient. And so when I do actually get to the point where locking a forum is necessary, for me it's always really clear cut. And so I've never regretted locking them down for the reasons that I lock them down. I have had regretfully to lock them down at the 10-page limit, but that's about it.
Cool. You've exhausted all other options.
Given the wide insight and influence into our community, where do you think our community is headed?
Well, that's a really good question. From my perspective, I think it's down a new path. What I mean by this is that in Neverwinter Nights, and from there Neverwinter Nights 2, forum members in the community are shaping the way game developer forums will be modeled for years to come. I peruse several different developer boards regularly. I also research and do my best to stay in touch with as many role-playing game design, game review, and, of course, every one or two nights related forums and boards as I can find regularly enough to the point where I'm known to some degree in a pretty wide circle. As I see occurring with Neverwinter Nights 2 and has been going on with Neverwinter Nights before this is, quite frankly, an evolutionary trend in developer and gamer relationships and community anywhere to any great degree other than the communication, BioWare, and Obsidian forums. The relationship that we have shapes and affects future titles and game interactions and game interfaces, the mechanics, modding aspects of games from here on out. Basically, the people really do have a voice during the production and development of a game. We actually get asked questions, and our responses actually do have some determination on how the game gets designed. And I think that's it's kind of a real feather in the cap from Neverwinter Nights and Neverwinter Nights 2. And I see it as pretty much the way things are going to be going from here on out. It's going to be more of a community-driven environment when it comes to game development. Go ahead.
No, you finish. Well, I was just going to say, so do you think that the developers have figured out how to make this type of game continue to make money? Because I know they were struggling with, you know they have something that can continue to make money, but they're not quite sure how.
Yeah, and that's a good point, and I think the problem therein lies is that Obsidian and BioWare both listen to their fans and listen to the gamers who actually play the games, and unfortunately the people who bankroll them don't listen quite so good. They're more worried about that bottom line and that dollar, and it's kind of that thing from the Field of Dreams, you know, where Kevin Costner hears that voice, "If you build it, they will come." And it's like, if you guys would just fund it, advertise it, market it, and allow them to allow the developers to really go with their vision, I think that they would be able to make more money. Even with the current state of Neverwinter Nights 2, I think if Atari was willing to do a little more advertising, maybe put out a little more effort in terms of getting the community involved by showing that Atari actually does have a presence that responds, I think they could find themselves a very loyal fan base that would be willing to plunk down the cash for ongoing expansions and adventure packs for years to come.
Yeah, I think you're also touching on something that we actually talked about in the news in our last episode. We had some news about BioWare executives who were actually talking about the future of gaming, and they were talking about how the games are moving to a community, just like you said, a community-based feel and the way to get the game out is through the community.
Oh, I get you. So basically, I'm the other side of the coin.
Yeah.
Cool. Excellent.
And actually, your Field of Dreams reference, I was thinking more of maybe the quote of go the distance would work. They need to go distance.
They definitely need to do that as well, yes. There's no doubt about that.
Or maybe we're at the ease is pain part. I don't know.
Well, the other aspect of where the community's headed is technology-driven, more than community-driven, and we're talking about the possibility we've got multiple core, multi-processor computers now, we've got multi-core, multi-graphics processor video cards, we are now seeing the beginnings of discrete physics cards, We're seeing increases in the ability to send data down the pipes in terms of bandwidth on the internet through fiber optic, broadband, cable. Yeah, voice.
Voice commands.
What a great idea. Voice commands or touch screen for that matter. Or hook in your little VR glasses and have the system be able to track where your eyes are looking, just like a targeting system for a helicopter, and know what you're looking at, and you be able to reach out through a virtual display and literally manipulate it with your hand.
I almost bought one of those last Christmas.
That's so cool.
We're right on the cusp of actually having that happen.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thanks, Christopher, for coming on the show. Any parting words that you would like to leave for our listeners?
Be excellent to each other. Simply put, focus on the topic, not the person. Be civil and respectful, even when you disagree. Look for ways to understand the other person and their point of view. Ask questions and get clarification before you leap off into a rant. And this one, read the whole post more than once before you respond. Lastly, when responding to a post, especially when you disagree, wait. You know, we're writing, people. We're writing. Throw something in there you shouldn't have and take time to edit it out. Remove emotionally charged wording. Slowly reread before you post. And reread it once after you've posted. You've got 30 minutes to change your mind, and you've got plenty of time to PM a moderator for edits when you regret what you've posted. So beyond that, remember, regardless of age, culture, experience, playing style, ethnicity, or language, we're all here in one community, playing or using the same game. We're really all on the same side, guys, and that's where I'm coming from. So take care.
Thanks, Don.
Hey, thank you guys for having me on. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Christopher. It's a pleasure meeting you.
It's a pleasure meeting all of you. So thanks once again, and stay out there and stay with it.
Hi, guys. This is Tyler, a.k.a. Tybay Smythe, the Vice Chairman for the Academy for Modding Excellence. And I wanted to let you all know that we will be having a streaming podcast to announce the winners for the 2008 Golden Dragon Awards on Tuesday, June 9th at 7 o'clock p.m. Pacific Daylight Time. That's Universal Time minus 8. So come on and join us at the on the live recording. You can hook up with us on the IRC channel at irc.nwn2source.net or in room #NWNpodcast, all one word. And we will be taking questions in the IRC chat room, and we will be answering them after the winners have been announced. So don't miss it. Come join us next Tuesday at 7 p.m. Pacific Daylight Time, and we'd love to see you there. Thanks, guys. And until next time, get in game and level up.
And we're back.
Are we?
Yep.
It could be an illusion.
That was a long interview. Well, folks, we're doing this with a live audience, and
yeah, they're aware of our tricks.
Yeah, you know, we don't necessarily play the interview live. Well, folks, we got some more news.
Do we?
Mm-hmm.
What's up? Oh, our listener Superfly started up a fun topic in the public Neverwinter Nights Bioware forums. How did you come up with your username?
I dig Onion Eater's epic story there. It was beautiful. It was a well-written story. Onion Eater, you are a genius. Your story for your username will inspire many, many other NWN players out there. It is beautiful. You deserve an Academy of Modding Excellence Award. Your username story is one of the most epic and most beautiful, heartfelt tales I've ever heard and read.
Wow, you really like his story,
I really liked his story. It was really good.
Well, it sounds like a really interesting topic, and I'll have to be sure to check it out and, you know, explain my own name on there as well.
Yeah. I can't put mine in there because probably the Night Owl would lock it and block it and ban me. Mine's like a rough and gritty story of getting the name Skunkeen, a lot of low-life sex and drugs, kind of shady stuff.
I see. You'll tell me about it, you know, after the show, right?
Yeah, I'm beyond all that now. Now I'm a Neverwinter Nights podcast host.
I see.
Yeah, I was chatting with Barry Ebersole of CEP, and he told me that CEP 2.3 is coming out really soon. And he told me this was about like an hour before we got into recording. So I didn't have time to write it down.
Cool. And well, that's breaking news then.
Yeah, it's breaking news, folks. And now he told me of some of the things that's going into this. Let's see where to start. Pretty much there's a lot. There's more and more and more and more and more and more that's going into this. Rideable dragons.
Awesome. That's something I've been wanting for quite a while, actually.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I want rideable NPCs. Then of like setting up like a dwarf to sit on top of a big orc, kind of like Master Blaster from Beyond Thunderdome.
I wonder if you could, with something like that, if you could, you know, like pay other players to give you a piggyback ride or something.
Yeah, that would be a hit on the social servers. So I'd be hiring people.
It would be interesting, that's for sure.
Yeah. Oh, he told me more tile sets.
That's always a good thing.
Now, he told me something about one of the CRAP, the Classic Role-Playing Adaption Project, CRAP.
Yeah.
They got a swamp tile set that's going to be making it into the next CEP, and there might be something else. I'm not sure if he didn't tell me not to say all this, so maybe I'm giving too much of a breaking news here. There's going to be airships that will transition with the sky, and you could call them on demand. So, like, they're moving airships. Let's see, what else? Oh, and you ever DM'd? You DM'd. You were building with 27 Gaming.
Right. I've never DM'd myself, no.
All right. Well,
I mean, I have DM'd one pen and paper game of, but it's a game you've probably never played, so.
Oh, yeah, what was that?
Fudge.
Fudge? No, never heard of it. I bet you Dave, the other David, I bet you he's played it. He's played all the classic RPG games. But, no, this is a, he's got, they're adding in DM tools that are supposedly supposed to be beyond DMFI. You're supposed
really?
To be able to do a bunch more things like being able to scale creatures and being able to name stuff, name waypoints. Supposedly, well, actually, that's I've seen that before. But they got a new program scripter that's on the team, and supposedly she's really rocking the house with a bunch of DMable stuff that they're adding into it. Now, this is awesome. this is not a replacement of the DMFI. This is supposedly a bunch of new tools and such, which is pretty much just DM tools, but they're not copying the DMFI.
So it's just in addition to the DMFI.
Well, one way to look at it, except for it's not DMFI, it's the CEP. Which,
right.
Which, coming from Barry, he's I've DM'd with Barry and his wife before, Teresa, and I've explored their game world before, and I could personally vouch that if, you know, he's on the project there, I bet you it'll rock for all DMs out there, for sure.
That's probably going to make a lot of DMs happy, then.
Oh, yeah. You remember that Girl Gamer interview that was supposed to take place here real soon?
Yeah, that already took place, didn't it?
Yeah, I got to sneak in on it.
Really?
Yeah. Yep, I got in on it.
And where were you hiding at?
Oh, well. They were pretty thrilled to see me there. You'll hear for yourself, man.
I'm sure I will.
It was a good time. So we got that Girl Gamer Roundtable interview coming up soon, folks. There's quite a few wicked tales that these ladies got to talk about. And hopefully I didn't drag them down too far. But they talked a lot. I got 2 hours worth of audio.
Material?
Yeah, I got 2 hours worth. Yeah, it was fun.
I look forward to listening to it. Yeah.
Hope to do it again. We could have more gals on the show. Like that saucy wench that slaps you. That would be fun. I'd like to hear her reasons behind
it. Yeah, what was her name?
I don't know. Oh, we'll find out.
All right, you do that. So, since this is our first show together, did you want to go ahead and talk about Purpose in Line?
Yeah. Sure, yeah, okay. We'll put that in before.
Yeah, we can splice it in wherever.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's like a little promo, or how do you want to do that?
Well, is it in your... Do we have a team member profile made up for you yet?
I don't know. I don't think so.
All right, folks. There's a wicked side to Vae Victus X that you don't know about yet.
Oh, they probably do.
Oh, I don't think they know about this. But within his mind is a maniac filled with darkness and evil. And he writes this down. He's one hell of an author. And he wrote a short story that's now up on Amazon.com that you could download and put onto your Kindle for like 99 cents.
So, yeah, but you can get it from my website for free. It's only 99 cents on the Kindle because I couldn't set a lower price.
Oh, well, see, you can get it there for free. And this story, I would love to end up putting it into the show here. But we'll leave that up to Asher Khan. But we'll put it in the show notes for sure. How's that?
Awesome.
Yeah. And the website is called SubvertedMadness.com.
Yeah. There's an audio version recorded by, I can't remember who recorded it. Do you remember?
Some guy named Mark Otten.
That sounds like it might be right. I think you might be right.
Yeah. Good, but folks, check out the audiobook. It's pretty wicked. It's the story, and you gotta listen it to the end. I'll tell you, Asher Khan ended up contacting me, and he was like, man, I can't listen to that story no more. It's just too dark and evil. I can't handle seeing inside of a mind of a madman like that, But then he listened to it and read it all to the end, and he was awestruck. Did you know that story?
Yes.
Yeah. Does that make you proud?
Made me smile when Trey told me that, yeah.
Yeah.
Had a conversation about it with him.
Without giving any spoilers, what inspired you to write that story?
I was standing outside smoking a cigarette, thinking about something to write, and most of the initial ideas are pretty spoiler heavy, so I can't really mention them.
Yeah.
But basically it was just I had these ideas which, if I said exactly what they were, it would spoil what the story is. But the story only takes 10 minutes to read anyway, so go figure. But basically, I had the idea, sat down, and an hour later, the whole thing was done, and already had the first edit. So,
yeah, I bet you maybe I could kind of maybe give a slight reference, because I mean, really, at first, after I read it, I was unsure how to describe this story.
I've always been unsure of how to describe it, other than speculative fiction.
I got two movies I could kind of name that describes it, and it's just would throw everybody off. I don't know.
What's
I think
that?
Probably think like Rosemary's Baby meets Look Who's Talking.
I can sort of see that a little bit.
Yeah. So.
I think you might be hyping it up too much now.
No. It was a great Wicked story. So, I guess we could probably. I would like to have it for us to play it, but. Well, we're going on for an hour.
Yeah.
So, folks. Okay, we still got like quite a few listeners here, and I got a surprise for us, and I'm not sure if the other NWN podcast teammates seen this yet. Rob McGinnis from Obsidian Entertainment is going to be sending me a signed game box of Storm is Here by all the team members of Obsidian.
Awesome.
Yep, and we're going to be giving it away here on the Neverwinter Nights podcast.
Even better.
Yeah. So we got that coming soon. Now, I don't know how many there's going to be. If there's more than one, I want one. I want one.
Oh, I wouldn't turn one down.
I would put it up on my wall. It would replace my autograph signing from Hillary and Bill Clinton. So I met them once.
Cool.
Mm-hmm. Yep. They convinced me to DM for Neverwinter Nights as part of the NWO to get everybody to mindlessly work on NWN instead of think of politics of how the world's turning to crud. But that's what the NWO wants.
I'm glad they succeeded.
Yeah, we're succeeding our evil plans. Well, as we finish up here, we got more to talk about.
What?
What are they saying? So it's in a digital manual? No, it's a box. No, okay, it's not going to be Storm is Here digital download. It's the actual box Obsidian is giving us to send out. So Ashokan will have to cut into the funds for the show to ship it out. Oh, we're talking about Mysteries of Westgate now. Oh, it's a Wicked Adventure. I played through it.
I still haven't beat it.
Now, I see Ossian Studios at their website. They're quoting all these other websites out there, except for the NWN podcast. What the heck is up with that? I mean, we gave good quotes on Mysteries of Westgate, but Ossian isn't using us on their front page.
They're just waiting for my review.
Well, my review was good. I said that it was better than sex. I needed a cigarette right after it. Why couldn't
I remember
that.
I remember when you beat it in IRC and announced that fact.
Why couldn't they take that and put, like, on their front page, NWN Podcast, Skunk Keen, Mysteries of Westgate is better than sex. I needed a cigarette. And then put Skunk Keen underneath it. It would look all professional and such.
Well, why don't you contact them and ask?
They listen to the show. I know they do. I could have done it.
It might be up there tomorrow. Check back and see.
Well, folks, until next time.
Get in game.
And level up.
You can always reach us via our website at NeverWinterNightsPodcast.com or by email at show@NeverWinterNightsPodcast.com. You can also leave an audio comment or listener hello by calling us on Skype. Just call NWN Podcast, all one word. The opinions and viewpoints expressed on the Neverwinter Nights podcast are not necessarily those of its sponsors or those of Obsidian, BioWare, Atari, their partners, or employees. The Neverwinter Nights podcast is a production of These Old Geeks, who is solely responsible for its content.
For now, I say we crack some of those kegs and drown the flagon in wine.
The Neverwinter Nights podcast.
Neverwinter Nights podcast is copyright 2009.
Most of the time, yeah.
Okay. Most of the time? Uh-oh.
Oh, you're not hearing her?
Somebody's coming in with static.
Really?
Skunk says that's him.
Skunk, you there?
Not 1 second.
It sounds like he's under
in the bathroom.
Bat Boy freaked out over in the Ossian Forms this week.
Oh, but he's yummy. No.
Nobody else has a like kind of like behind the scenes question for him.
Sure. Why is it that every time I see your name spelled out, it always makes me think darn it all instead of, you know, the night owl?
Yeah, same here. I used to think it's darn it owl.
I guess it's just the fact that I have done it all.
Yeah, there you go. Good answer. Touché. I like that. I like Christopher.
Actually, I can't remember who brought that to my attention the first time, but they said that they thought my screen name was Done It All. I was like, no, it's the Night Owl. Like, woo-hoo, late up at night, you know?
And I'm sure I
That's my last name also.
I'm sure I probably said it wrong the first time I said it on the podcast.
I think I said Donnie Tow or something
like
that.
I was actually on that one, and I said, what? Isn't that the Night Owl with a D? You know?
What did I say? I can't remember.
You said Dune It Eel or something.
I wasn't that bad.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
I said Donnie Tow, so, you know.
Yeah, that's what you were the one that shocked
the quicker
me.
Quicker picker up.
She knows it.
Okay. I'm sorry, Christopher. I said I wouldn't let them pounce on you, but it looks like they have.
The first thing you do is let us all pounce on him.
So please don't hang up.
It's totally okay. It's okay.
I told him. I said, well, he won't mind if we pounce on
you. Then I'll guess I'll be
Not
going.
At all.
So y'all could do your interview. It's good meeting you, Christopher. A pleasure. I'll be seeing you around in the Citadel.
Oh, yeah.
Other places. And so you take care and have
thanks.
A good day.
All right, well, thanks.
All right, take care. Bye bye.
See you,
Skunk. Bye,
Skunk. Okay, thanks, Skunk.
Trey's going to crack up when he hears this damn thing. If you put this in the blooper reel, I'm going to have to kill you. Anywho, that would be British Standard Time. Ah, crap, I can't think of it. Just don't even do it. Anywho, let me do this all over again. Anywho.